The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 163. How are y'all doing out there? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing really good. I'm excited to bring this episode of the PVD cast, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm always excited to bring an episode of the PVD cast to you, but this one is really at the heart of what this podcast is all about. You hear me talk about stay righteous, stay independent. And, you know, I've talked many, many times about how I think independent ideas, independent creations are where it's at. And let's be honest, if you're talking about any type of movie or television show or whatever artistic endeavor you're talking about, you know, it took an independent idea to create that. All right. And today, my guest on number 163 of the PVD cast is a man who's doing just that. Matt Sweeney joins me. He's an independent dude that decided, hey man, Columbus, Ohio needs to have its own wrestling fan fest. Because he's a big wrestling fan. He's been to many different wrestling conventions and fan fests all around the United States. And he thought, no, there needs to be one here in Columbus. So he's doing it all by himself. And so he's coming on to talk to me a little bit about this event called Wrestle Legends, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And it's happening Saturday, August 18th in the Franklin County Fairgrounds in Hilliard, Ohio. 10 a.m. is when things kick off. And you can go to WrestleLegends.com to get all of the ticket information and all the different VIP packages that are available. But there is a gigantic cornucopia of wrestling stars that are going to be there in Hilliard, Ohio on the 18th of August. The Master Ceremonies is none other than the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And also, you're going to see Sergeant Slaughter, Road Warrior Animal, Tatanka, The One Man Gang, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Typhoon or Tugboat. I don't know. He's known by many different names. Bushwhacker Luke, Coco Beware, Tito Santana, Cowboy Bob Orton, and Greg the Hammer Valentine. A whole host of great wrestlers from the past are going to be out there, and you need to come on out, especially if you're a wrestling fan. But I sit down with Matt and talk about the process for putting this all together. And I will say one sad note that Nikolai Volkoff was scheduled to be at Wrestle Legends. And as many individuals know, last weekend he passed away along with Brian Christopher and Brickhouse Brown, which I would like to throw it out there real quick that on July 20th, I had read where Brickhouse Brown had died. Only to discover and only to find out that indeed he hadn't died on the 20th, that he was in the hospital, that some weird coincidence that I can't remember all the details, but someone had thought that Brickhouse had died and then like released a statement, but he hadn't died, but he was really ill and he was in the hospital. It was really kind of a crazy story, but sadly Brickhouse Brown would lose his battle with cancer a week later. And you know what? I'm going to talk about Brickhouse Brown because I remember him in World Class Wrestling. And then later in the USWA, he was a face and then a heel. And he played both roles very, very well. And while he never got the major recognition for being a great wrestler, you know, on that national level, he was pretty popular and pretty charismatic, had a great look, and he was pretty good in the ring. And I kind of always enjoyed watching Brickhouse Brown, so it's sad to hear of his passing. But I kind of got off the main thought. Of course, Nikolai Volkoff's death You know, and I think that he is one of those wrestlers that had such a great gimmick. And, you know, I think that, as I'm going to say in the conversation, I think between him and Ivan Koloff, those were the two big, scary Russians. You know, Nikolai Volkov was probably more important in that he played a very important role in the expansion of the WWF in the mid-1980s. I mean, he gave Hogan a vicious heel to do battle with, and then later Hacksaw Jim Duggan, et cetera, et cetera. And not to discount Ivan Koloff, because he was just a scary individual to begin with, but nonetheless, Nikolai Volkov, sad that he passed away. And you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't mention probably the saddest death out of those three, Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay, who has had a little bit of a troubled life, you know, and in fact was in jail for some DUI offenses and decided to make the really poor choice of ending his life. And, you know, I always feel that suicide is sometimes harder on those that survive and not the person that commits suicide, because it always leaves that big question of why. And, you know, and I'll be honest, there's some people that I have worked independent wrestling shows with that have worked with Brian Christopher, and he wasn't a popular guy. He was sometimes hard to deal with and rub people the wrong way. But, you know, besides, you set that aside when a tragedy like this happens, and, you know, you let bygones be bygones, and you don't talk ill of the dead. And I think that some folks that are out there that are trashing him, I think that that's in poor taste, man. That's just in poor taste. But so there you go, some shocking wrestling news from last weekend. And with that being said, though, there's some other more positive wrestling news coming here in the last couple days I'd like to talk about real quick. That is that Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane, he won the election to become the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. I really didn't know how this was going to play out. I was hoping that he would win because I've listened to some of the things that he's had to say online, and, you know, not to get political, but I think they're really good ideas. You know, he's a smart guy. But on the other hand, I was just wondering how a, quote, pro wrestler would work in the real world, end quote. You know, like how would he be able to convince enough people to elect him, and those individuals of Knox County, Tennessee, put their trust in him, when, you know, I think there's still a little bit of that stigma, you know, still around in 2018 of, well, ooh, pro wrestler, you know, he can't do anything else but body slam people or whatnot. So, anyways, I'm excited that Kane is going to be the mayor, and I hope all the best for Glenn Jacobs down there in Tennessee as he begins his reign, and hopefully not a reign of terror like he did in the WWF with Kane. But all right, the last little thing that I wanted to mention, because I honestly have kind of kept this as a secret about me. And the reason why I've done that is so that I don't get flack from my fellow comic book enthusiasts. I'm behind on all the Marvel Netflix shows. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm behind on them. Therefore, I've been making a concerted effort to try to get caught up over the last few weeks. And I just want to mention real quickly that The Punisher is fantastic. I just finished that. And while I thought that The Punisher was great in season two of Daredevil, especially the way that John Bernthal presents him, you know, he's still a supporting cast member. So I was a little bit skeptical about how the series would go starring John Bernthal as Frank Castle. And I gotta say right now, I thought it was very, very good. Now, it wasn't perfect. There were some small things that I didn't dig. But overall, I marvel at how Bernthal brings a humanity to Frank Castle that, honestly, being a big fan of The Punisher, and I have for many, many, many years, he sometimes is just portrayed as just a very one-dimensional character. And I thought Bernthal's done a great job to bring a lot of emotion and humanity to the character. I enjoyed how he would argue and have that banter and have that relationship with Micro, a.k.a. David. And overall, it was really well done. And so I just had to get out here and talk about it. Now I'm on to catching Luke Cage, as I am behind on that series, and then Defenders. Although I will just be honest, I am skipping Iron Fist because no one that I know gives Iron Fist two thumbs up, or even one thumb up, or even a eh. So I will be skipping that one. But on to Luke Cage and then Defenders, ladies and gents. So there you go. Wrapped up all that stuff that I wanted to get off my chest. So, before Matt Sweeney and I talk about Wrestle Legends, let me remind you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, tablet, iPad, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. I don't know if they have anything about The Punisher in their catalog, but I know they have lots of stuff about comic books. So, if that's one of your interests, they got you covered. But no matter what your interest is, they got you covered. I already said it once, I'll say it again. So, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast. I know the intro's been a little bit long, so here we go. Let's take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're into it with my conversation with Matt Sweeney talking about Wrestle Legends. All right, folks, I'm sitting down here this evening with Matt Sweeney. Matt, you are the man behind Wrestle Legends.
Yes, sir, I am. One crazy man with a dream.
Well, real quick, before we get into it, why don't you tell the listeners at home, what is Wrestle Legends?
So Wrestle Legends is a fan fest that focuses around meet and greet opportunities with all of the WWE legends from the 80s. So we're going to be at the Franklin County Fairgrounds on August 18th. We're going to have a huge lineup. Sergeant Slaughter is going to be our headliner. Road Warrior Animal will be there. Coco Beware. Bruce the Barber Beefcake. And a ton of other guys. Jimmy Hart's going to be our master of ceremonies, and he'll just be wandering the buildings all day long, taking pictures with people, being Jimmy Hart. He's going to have the megaphone and the jacket on and just going crazy.
He'll be turned up to 12.
Yes, like always.
Yes, that's what he's known for. But I know you said right before we started recording you wanted to touch base. Unfortunately, one of the legends that was going to participate in this fan fest unfortunately passed away, Nikolai Volkoff. So you wanted to say a few things about that.
Yes,
so I'm going to give you that platform to do so.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, unfortunately, Nikolai passed away Sunday morning. Went in his sleep, so that's a good thing. He had been battling some illness last week. Hospital thought he was okay. They sent him home. He went to sleep and never woke up again. Sad day. He's a great guy. I never personally met him, but I've talked to him on the phone, you know, a dozen times, and he was steadfast, wrestling till the end. He asked me 3 or 4 times if he could wrestle at this event.
What? Really?
And I kept telling him, no, Nikolai, photos and autographs only. But he called me back 2 or 3 more times and said, are you sure? I want to wrestle. So he was a fighter all the way to the end. Yeah. We are not going to replace Nikolai on the show.
Okay.
Instead, we are going to do a video memorial, and we'll have a TV at the table he was going to appear at with messages from the other stars that are going to be at the show.
Okay. You know what? I think that when you look back at the evil Russian, I think, man, he's one of the top two. I mean, I think he and Ivan Koloff, right. You could flip-flop those two, but they really, really honed in on the character and on the events that surrounded the Russians being the bad guys, you know what I mean?
Right, definitely. And he was definitely one that was, you love to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had that flip with Slaughter, and everybody loved him in the 90s. Do you not remember that?
I do remember his
days with Million Dollar Man in the corporation with the 1 cent t-shirt on.
Yeah.
See, so he was a very fun guy at heart. Yeah, was not that killer Russian persona at all, just put that character on and played it amazingly.
Yeah, he did. He did. Because I remember hating him as a child. Just because not only he was the bad guy, but, you know, as I got older and I got clued into how this industry works, that style that he works as an 8-year-old, I'm like, God, this guy's so boring. But that's part of being the heel. You don't want, you know, especially in that era, you didn't want to be cool. You know, you wanted to do the moves that, you know, were not fantastically fancy or anything along those lines. And so, yeah, so he was obviously, he's going to be missed by many, many fans. And, you know, that's good that you guys are going to do a little memorial for him at the show. So, well, let's talk a little bit as to why you decided to do this fan fest.
Well, I've been to a few of them.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, anybody from Ohio knows you have to travel to get to them.
Right, exactly.
They never come to the Midwest. We have Heroes and Legends out in Indiana.
Okay.
They do a show out there. I've been to that one a few times, and it's a pretty good show. But aside from that, they always tend to be in New Jersey, Florida, Chicago, you know, mm-hmm. places where the wrestlers live tends to be where they have the fan fest. So I really wanted to go to WrestleCon last year, and I couldn't make it. So I decided, you know, why don't I bring WrestleCon to me instead?
So do you have a bunch of support from, you know, friends, family, and whatnot helping
no,
you? Try to,
not no, not much at all. This
really?
Is pretty much a one-man show.
Okay.
My wife is very supportive.
Okay.
She will also kill me if it's not a success because the amount of money and effort I put into this.
Well, your honesty is refreshing. I mean, you know, I suppose that is a major obstacle, you know, when you are married. If something doesn't go well, you're on the hook for it, huh?
Exactly. So hopefully everybody listening comes out to the
fairgrounds
on August 18th, buys a ticket or two.
Right.
Bails me out of this.
So, but anyways, you were a fan of professional wrestling. You wanted to have a convention or a fan festival here in Ohio. So what was the first step? How do you even start doing this? Like, that's the thing that I thought about this morning. Like, what do you do? What's step one?
Step one was, it was really just, we went with the website. We had to get a great name. We had to get a good website and then match all of the social media to it so we could have a catchy hook that people could learn, remember, easy to pass on. So Wrestle Legends was available, and then we were able to get that on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook also. So
were there any other choices? Was there like a plan B?
There was not. That was the best. That was the best one I came up with day one, and I thought, you know what, it's actually really good. You have WrestleFest, WrestleMania, Wrestle Legends. It sounds great.
Okay.
So yeah, well, it worked out pretty well. And then after that, it was get a building and then try to get talent.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about again. You're going to be at the Franklin County Fairgrounds in Hilliard, Ohio.
Yes.
Which will be out there on the western side of Columbus, and it is not, some people, I used to get confused. Franklin County Fairgrounds is not the Ohio State Fairgrounds, two separate places.
Correct. This is
there
not the one that is near downtown off of 71. This is the one that's in Hilliard off of 270.
Correct. So we talked a little bit about all the people that are appearing. Sergeant Slaughter is our main guest, Road Warrior Animal, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Luke, Bushwhacker Luke, Tugboat, One Man Gang, Tatanka, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Tito Santana, Coco Beware, Cowboy Bob Orton, Jimmy Hart. Man, if I didn't have the poster right here in front of me, I would have forgot somebody. That's how stacked this particular fan fest is. So was it hard to convince those guys to come to Wrestle Legends, or did most of them?
Some of them it was. Most of them were pretty gung-ho about it, actually.
Okay.
The first person we got was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Okay.
And he just happened to be going to dinner with Bushwhacker Luke and Fred Ottman, who is Tugboat, Typhoon,
right.
Shockmaster, B-A-double-D, Big Steel Man.
Wow. You broke out that one. Wow. Nice.
And he said, I'll pass the info on to you, and then at 11:30 that night, my phone rang. It was a number from Puerto Rico, and I get a, "Hey mate, this is Bushwhacker Luke."
Wow!
And I was like, I turned into a 10-year-old kid, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah.
Ran upstairs to get away from everybody, and was hiding in the closet. Oh, hey Bushwhacker Luke, how's it going?
Yeah, and he came aboard.
He came aboard, and then once Fred Ottman was on board, he was kind of I don't even know how to explain it for me. But he went out and got other guys for us.
Oh, he was kind of talking it up a little bit.
Yes,
yeah,
he was saying, you know, hey, what do you think about One Man Gang? I'll have him give you a call. What do you think about Nikolai? I'll have him give you a call. And you know, and it worked out well that way.
Gotcha. Oh, what was there one star that you were absolutely stoked to hear wanted to come? I mean, we're all fans. Let's
all
be honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
fans
we are.
Of all
I mean,
of them, yes, Road you know. Warrior Animal. I was a huge Legion of Doom fan growing up.
Yes.
And yeah, that was the first, that really big one where I got off the phone and my wife was like, did you get him? Yeah, we got him. She's like, are you super excited? I was like, yeah, I'm super excited.
Nice.
And the awesome thing is he'll wear the face paint. He brings the shoulder pads. He lets you put the shoulder pads on in the pictures with him.
Nice.
So, yeah, and we're going to have a face painting booth where you can get your face done up like any of the wrestlers. So I think at the end of the show, I'm going to get a hawk put on so I can stand next to Animal and get a picture of the two of us together.
Nice, nice. I was just going to mention that, that there is going to be a booth for face painting, which that's something probably that would be very fun for the kids to do as well as adults. So
definitely.
Something to do for the young ones. You even have some great sponsors. So can we talk a little bit about the sponsors that have helped you out here locally
putting this on? Yeah, so Big Fun Columbus is a toy store downtown. They were first ones to get on board. We're actually going to film a commercial for them with Jimmy Hart the day before the event. So that'll be very exciting. And then we've gotten a lot of restaurants around town are on board. El Vaquero and Mikey's Late Night Slice, Dewey's Pizza, places like that where they're just really helping promote. They're putting posters up, they're putting countertop flyers up, anything they can to help promote the show. It seems to be any company we reach out to, there's at least one huge wrestling fan that works there.
Well, cool.
And then they want to get on board with
it.
Whoever responds back goes, I'm going to give this to Jim. He loves wrestling.
Okay. You know? All right. So, speaking of the sponsors, we were talking before we got on air here. It's been a very open-minded type of environment, right? No one has shot you down from what you said. Every particular store or restaurant or business that you went into has said we'll help out some way or somehow,
yes.
You know, whether it's just hanging posters or whatnot. So the outpouring of support here in Columbus has been great.
Yes, great, great support here, especially in Hilliard by the fairgrounds. We went on an old school campaign where we just went door to door. We started at the fairgrounds, walked down the street, stopped in every business and every single business down Main Street in Hilliard and then all the way up Cemetery. All said yes, so we'd love to have a poster. Please hang it in the window or give us some flyers. And for all the companies that are doing that for us, we're taking stuff back. Lots of companies gave us coupons and menus and things for free food, free drinks, anything like that at their establishment. All that stuff will be set out at the event for anybody to just take and then please support the local Hilliard businesses.
There you go. That's what this podcast is all about, being independent and doing things on your own, man, DIY, if you want to call it that. One thing that I wanted to ask, because you had told me that you're also going to have some other wrestling-related vendors, right?
Yes.
Who are some of those vendors?
So we have, so far, the guys from New Ohio Wrestling are going to be there, and they'll be promoting their up-and-coming shows. We've also got a couple of different independent toy dealers are going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So I think at the time, we currently have 10 tables of action figures.
Oh, man.
That'll be set up. So, yes, that'll be exciting for anybody who's a fan of the figures. And then we have a local guy here that sells the wrestling equipment. He sells singlets and trunks, tights, anything that you need for actual wrestling.
Okay. So you got a little bit of everything. Something
yes.
for some, everyone, if you will. Man, 10 tables of toys.
10 tables of toys. And then the artist that made the poster, he will also be there. And he has walls of 11x17 prints that he brings, all wrestling related.
Okay.
And he makes comic book covers of the wrestlers. He makes individual posters. He's worked on a lot of stuff. He did the Mick Foley poster for his most recent tour.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, he'll be there with all of his setup, and you know, anyone that buys anything from us, bring it by, and he'll sign it for you. And he has tons of other great wrestling art to look at.
If I may, I'm going to get back to the wrestling toys. What would be the one toy that if you saw there from a vendor, you'd have to buy?
Ooh, it's always been Hasbro's. I was a Hasbro guy.
Okay.
I love the Hasbro's. I have, you know, a bucket of them still today.
Okay.
And anytime you can find it, now I'm to the point where like I can get them in package and maybe hide them away somewhere. The kids won't get at them.
What's your prized possession for the Hasbro's?
Of the Hasbro's?
Yeah, which one do you cherish the most? Or the rarest.
The
or
rarest one. Well, I have the green carded figures. So the smoking guns would be the big ones. And I loved the smoking guns as a kid. So
Okay, cool. I would probably geek out if I saw some of the old AWA.
The Remcos.
Remcos, yeah. If I saw some of those, I'd probably geek out on those because those are just so rare and, you know. I think I would probably geek out if I saw. And I'll just leave it open as any of them. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Any of those, I would probably geek out on those. So have you gotten some advice on how to run this fan fest? Because obviously you've never done this before.
I have not ever done this before, and yeah. I have definitely made, you know, dozens of mistakes and things I will hopefully do differently next time. But
okay.
No, not a whole lot of advice. I have reached out to some of the guys and just said, do you want to talk to me about them? And mm-hmm. typically they don't.
So, really?
Yeah.
So other guys that have put on other conventions or fan festivals have kind of been a yes. little bit of
I think it might be. Yeah, I think it might be a competition thing. They might think it's old school wrestling business where we can't talk to each other. I don't know. But yeah, not getting a whole lot of support from the community as far as promoters goes.
Well, if there's a promoter out there that's done this before, you need to get to WrestleLegends.com and email Matt and help him out some, people.
Yes.
Come on. This is... This is ridiculous. I'm really honestly shocked by that. I just kind of figured that somebody would help out, but I guess, you know, if they're, you know, that old school mentality yes. of competition, you know, right. if this one goes into successful, then, you know, maybe it'll cut into our business, which I don't know. I don't know. So for your fandom, let's talk a little bit about how much of a fan you are.
Okay.
Because we are all fans. So when did you first start watching wrestling?
So very first time I ever saw wrestling was SummerSlam 91.
Okay.
It was at my aunt and uncle's house. They got the pay-per-view, got the pizza, you know, the big pay-per-view
sure.
party.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old, SummerSlam 91. That opening match, I swore up and down to my friends for years that Steamboat took that top rope straight across his throat.
Oh, yeah.
No arms, just straight across the throat. And fought with them for years about it. Yo, no, he really did it. That was real that time. And then, of course, you have that amazing Bret Hart Mr. Perfect match.
Yes.
So, as you
classic.
Can see,
yes,
sitting here in the Bret Hart t-shirt.
You are wearing the Bret Hart t-shirt.
Bret Hart has been my favorite ever
okay.
since.
Okay.
And then that Legion of Doom Nasty Boys street fight
mm-hmm.
was amazing. So, Legion of Doom was my tag team, and that was...
So you were hooked right then.
Hooked then and there, yeah.
Just the WWF guy? Did you watch other stuff?
WWF religiously,
okay.
and then I would watch the late nights they reran, because I lived in New Hampshire. We didn't get a
okay.
whole lot of other
okay.
stuff up there. Obviously, that's far into the WWF territory.
Yeah.
But we also got, they would rerun the WCW show late at night, like maybe 11, 12 o'clock at
okay.
night. So if I was awake, I would watch that.
Okay.
And then Cactus Jack scared the crap out of me. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because that would have been his height right. when he was feuding. Was he feuding with Vader or no?
Yeah, and Sting.
And Sting, yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, he was, you know, he would come out with his bang bang and it would be 11:30 and dark and I'd be the only one in the, only one in the living room. And you got Cactus Jack coming out going crazy.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you were born and raised in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, moved to Ohio in 10th grade.
Okay.
So, yeah. All 16 right. years old moved to.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, was there not a lot of independent wrestling in New Hampshire? I don't even know what the scene is like in
right.
that part of New England. I'm aware of it in the Rhode Island area, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, but
right.
in that area?
There was some independent. I remember I used to get the independent posters off of the telephone
poles.
Oh, really? I would take them down. My grandfather would take them down and bring them to me and give them to me. But nobody ever took me to any independent
okay.
shows.
Okay.
You know, like I said, my aunt and uncle. Two sets were really into it. They would always get the pay-per-views. They would always go
okay.
to that. And we would have WWF shows there constantly.
Okay.
So, you know, you
all
could
right.
go to the big-time shows
every
single month.
That was going to be my next question.
Month.
Yeah,
yes.
did you go to a WWF house show?
Yes, I would
okay.
go to house shows. I would go to the Boston Garden a lot. They would be down
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
And then I actually, it's funny because the first time I ever went to a show was Boston Garden. Main event was Jake the Snake versus Macho Man in a steel cage.
Wow.
And
was it the old school blue cage?
The blue cage.
Yes.
Yes. Unfortunately, right. Jake no-showed the event, so it ended up being Shawn Michaels filling in. Shawn and Randy had an awesome match.
Okay. Okay.
So, but then 2 years later, I saw the WWF in our high school gym in town in New
really?
Hampshire.
Really?
In front of less than 1,000 people. So.
Wow, that's weird.
Yes.
It was so, just, okay, just, what was it, what was some, who were on?
Random show. So that show, Bam Bam Bigelow wrestled Doink,
okay.
this would have been 93 or 4, 94.
Okay.
Bam Bam Bigelow wrestled Doink, the Smoking Guns were on the show, Bob Backlund
okay.
wrestled Razor Ramon.
Okay.
So I mean, it was a decent card.
Yeah.
yeah. It was just a
yeah.
high school gym, we walked to it from my aunt and uncle's house, it was right down the street from their house.
Really?
Yep, it was amazing.
That, okay, that is weird, because you would think by that time, but I mean, you know, 94, things started to, you know... We were on a down cycle
right.
a little bit with the WWF, but, you know. So, your favorite is Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yes.
All right. So, any other favorites?
So, Bret, No, I say it was no. Really just it was Brett.
Just Brett.
Die that was Hard. It. Yeah, Brett. Brett was the guy. And I remember I would go to the shows. I would buy the glasses. I never got them from him.
Well,
but I would bring them home and tell people that I got them from Brett.
You would go to school. You were that yes, kid going. Yeah,
I had them. Yeah, he gave them to me last night.
Yeah,
he's like, aren't those the same ones you had last month? Like, yeah. No, these are new pair.
So what about Brett? What about him as a kid? You go. That's the guy for
that
me.
Was the guy. It's got to be that initial match. So okay. That first versus Mr. Perfect. Match was an amazing match.
Right, it is.
I loved that he gave out the sunglasses. I always thought he was going to give them to me. He never did. I would always be up there, elbowing the other kids out of the way. It's one of those things. Just loved the jackets.
Yeah.
The overall look.
Who didn't you like? Who were some of the wrestlers that you were like, God, I hate this guy? Because we talked about that with Nikolai Volkov, right, put on just such a great performance of that evil Russian. Who were some of the guys that just drove you crazy
that
as
I didn't
a fan?
Like, that's a tough one. I'm trying to remember who I hated as a kid. So it would have been anybody that wrestled against Brett.
Okay.
And then let's see. So we're talking 91, 92, right around that time. Say, I hated Nails. I just hated that voice and the spit when he talked. I hated Nails. Anybody with Harvey Whippleman, especially Big Bully Busick. Hated Whippleman and anybody he would bring
I liked
up there.
Big Bully Busick.
Really? Yeah, I mean, you look back now and you could like him, but back then, I hated him. Just that whiny persona. And
I didn't like Skinner.
Skinner, because of
the chewing tobacco and also being a little bit wise from reading the After mags. I'm like, wait, that's the dude from the Fabulous Ones. Right. What the hell,
You're
so
right.
For me, but so let's talk real quick. Going back to Wrestle Legends, was there a particular superstar that you really hoped to get that you didn't get?
We did not get. Yes.
Okay.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who I met at the Heroes and Legends about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Great guy.
Yes.
Super nice. He was the most excited to be there. He talked with the fans the longest. He could get the crowd going, because he gives his ho or a USA chant. He gets everybody involved in it. Really wanted to get him. Unfortunately, he was already booked that day.
There anyone else, too? Because you said there were a couple.
There were a lot that we wanted to get. Yeah,
okay.
Jake the Snake was another one, just because we loved him. My daughters think Coco Beware is bringing the bird. He is not. But they thought if we get Jake the Snake, he will bring the snake. No, he will not. So we tried to get him, but same thing as he was booked. And this, obviously there's those superstars that
you want
to get.
Right, yeah.
Brett was on the list.
I
spoke to his agent many times and, just couldn't come to terms on on requirements. It's hard to get Brett to fly down from Calgary for one day.
Right.
Unless it's for a big payday.
Correct. So. Correct. Does your daughter know that this is not the original Frankie?
Yes.
Okay,
she does.
Good. You smartened her up on that one. The first one's dead, honey.
Right.
This is the second one. So, but alas, he's not bringing.
Right.
He's not bringing either one. So there you have it. all right. If you couldn't have dinner with three wrestling superstars, who would it be and why?
Ooh, table of three?
Yes.
Do they have to be alive?
No, they could be dead.
Because this is one of the things. Mine is always Stu, because I'm a huge Hart family fan.
Really?
I love Stampede. I never saw it as a kid.
Okay.
But I've gone through so much stuff. Stu donated all of his wrestling items to the Glenbow Museum in Calgary.
Okay.
And you can just look at stuff on their website.
Okay.
If you are lucky enough to get to go, you can check out anything he owned, all of his personal correspondences, all of the old programs, videos, everything.
Wow, okay.
And they just let you check it out, and you can go through it and look at it. And
really?
Yes. So that's he's right on my list of I would love to eat with Stu.
Okay. Do they still have the Hart House? Is that still
still there?
Can you do tours anymore?
You cannot do tours anymore. It is owned by, so a new person purchased it and redid it and sold off all the land around it. It's a really expensive area now.
Well, I imagine so.
But you can drive by, and if nobody's looking, you can run up to the house and get a quick picture and run back down the driveway.
Have you done that?
I have not, no.
Okay. Have you been in Calgary?
It's on the list of things to do.
You have not been in Calgary.
No.
So if the Royal Mounted Canadian Police are looking for anybody
right,
that may have done that, it's not you.
Those pictures online are not out of me. Okay, so who else are we going to put on the list?
Stu Hart.
So
okay.
Stu Hart's on the list.
And you would not, by the way, I think you already know, don't give him an arm or a leg.
Right, yeah.
So just sound advice from what I hear.
Luckily, I'm not well built. I'm not going to fall for the, hey, those are pretty big arms. let me feel them out.
Yeah.
Who else are we going to put on the list? Brett's got to be on the list.
Okay.
I met him a couple of years ago, and we talked a little bit, and he was real nice to me. Mm-hmm. He kind of gets a rap for being a standoffish to some people.
Sure.
But, that day, he must have been having a good day. He was real nice to me, and I'd love to talk with him some more. And then who's going to be our third wrestler?
Or personality. It could be a manager. It could be a referee. Could be Jim Ross if you wanted to talk to a commentator.
Ooh. And Jim Ross, that's a great pick. I think we would go with Jim Ross.
Jim Ross?
Yes.
Stu and Brett.
And Brett, yes.
All right. There you have it. So let's talk here real quick about future plans for Wrestle Legends. Do you have any future plans, or are you going to say, look, we got to see how the first one goes and then go from there? Take those small baby steps.
The small steps. No, the future plan is to take a show similar to this to other cities around the Midwest where they've never gone. Just because they don't have them. Like we were talking earlier, anywhere other than...
Yeah.
Unless WrestleMania happens to come to the Midwest.
True.
In which case, they will have WrestleCon. But aside from that weekend, you're not getting them anywhere through, Kansas City, St. Louis area, down through Kentucky, or anywhere, Indiana, Illinois, anywhere through there. So that would be the thing. And but possibly before that, we will run another one in Columbus with Attitude Era guys.
Oh, really?
So, yeah,
that's your plan.
Same thing, same concept where we'll have about a dozen guys all from the same era.
Okay.
But it will be the Attitude Era.
Wow. All right. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty slick. Nice. That's a good goal to have, man, so are you eventually planning, because you have an actual job, right?
Yes.
Shoot job, and this is kind of the side project. Would you ever consider, is your hopes and goals to maybe not have the regular job and just do this?
100%.
100%, okay.
It would be ideal to do this monthly all over the country.
Yeah, sure.
It is a ton of work, but...
Sure, yeah, I gotcha.
Ideally, it would be awesome to just do this full time.
Understand. What's maybe the best part of putting together this fan fest, and what's the worst part?
The best part, it's actually just meeting the other fans, is when
really?
I go in, going into places and bump, asking, hey, can I hang a poster up or can I drop off some flyers? And then they'd be like, I love wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling. And hey, can I have one of those? Or, oh, come here, you got to meet so-and-so. They're a huge wrestling fan. Like, that's the best part, because that kind of gives you that, I'm not the crazy guy who is going to be sitting in a huge room with these wrestlers by myself. There are other fans out here in the area. Hopefully we can fill the building and have a great time.
Exactly. What's the worst part, maybe? If there is a down part. I mean, being realistic, there's good, bad, and everything.
There's down parts to everything.
Sure.
It's the worst part is going to be just... It's probably people trying to get stuff for free, trying to get free tickets or trying to get discounts
we're
constantly getting messages from people. If I bring 100 things, can I get them for half price? Or people trying to haggle on tickets and things of that nature. That's definitely the worst part.
Because they don't realize that, you have a certain X amount of dollars that you have to make in order to break even or to make a profit and whatnot.
Right.
So, and you know what? I wonder, do those same people go, oh, I'd like to go see the Rolling Stones. What? $100? Would you take 75? No, you don't do that.
Right.
None
of the people that are going to Raw next month are going to stand outside nationwide and say, hey, can I have a ticket for half price?
Yeah, right. Or try the barter system. I will give you some wagon wheels for a ticket. this oxen. So let's talk a little bit about where folks can find out information about the event.
Sure, yeah. WrestleLegends.com has all the information for the event. You can buy the tickets on there. You can also follow us on Twitter. It's @Wrestle_Legends. And Instagram is also @Wrestle_Legends. And Facebook is @WrestleLegends. So all the social media, WrestleLegends or WrestleLegends.com. We do about a few posts a week of any kind of information or news we have regarding the show. And we do sell discounted tickets at live events. So if you follow us on the Facebook and Twitter. We send those out right as we get to the event, and then you can stop by and pick up a discounted ticket.
So for an example, most recently you were down at Monday Night Raw, correct?
We were at Monday Night Raw last week.
So you did discount tickets there?
Yes.
So folks showed up and they were like, hey, you know.
Yep. And we were at the Disabilities Festival last weekend.
Okay.
And we're going to be at the Kids Festival in Pickerington this upcoming weekend. And we're just trying to get out to events where families go on the weekend. That's our target audience is.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be a very family-friendly show.
Yeah, kids 8 and under get in free, parking. And it's one of those things where hopefully some dads can come out and bring their kids and introduce them to the old school wrestling.
Yeah,
and get them into it. Especially now that the network is out there.
Right.
You know, these guys can all be, you know, household stars again.
Exactly. So about tickets, by the way, since we're talking about tickets, price ranges for tickets?
Yes. General admission tickets are $20. That includes a meet and greet with Jimmy Hart for every person that comes into the building. Individual autograph and photo ops are $15 a piece. You can get a VIP ticket for $250. That includes a full-size poster, an autograph, and a photo with all 12 of the stars that are here on the poster.
Okay, cool. So a couple different options for folks depending on your own personal budget that you can go in order to come on out and hang out with the Wrestle Legend. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to throw it out there. I think Sergeant Slaughter and Road Warrior Animal are the two that I will be going to kind of go see.
Are the big guys. Yes,
they're the
most
big guys,
definitely. They're the big guns and who people are most excited about. We've got a lot of people that aren't even wrestling fans but are G.I. Joe fans.
Well, that is
going to come out just to meet Sergeant Slaughter.
I know. I was just going to mention that a couple of episodes ago. I had Dan Noble on, who is one of the finest, which is, of course, the G.I. Joe Costume Club. And we talked quite a bit about the old Sarge and whatnot. But all right. So once again, WrestleLegends.com. Matt is the place where you can get everything.
Yes. All the information. Tickets are for sale on there. Anything you need, WrestleLegends.com. If there, you have any questions, there's a contact form. Those go directly to me.
There you go. And again, it's going to be Saturday. August 18th, Franklin County Fairgrounds, Hilliard, Ohio. When do things kick off, by the way?
10 a.m. till 6 p.m.
There you go. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A full day of great wrestling legends? Yeah, there you go. We'll go with that. I was going to say wrestling action. I'm like, wait, no, there's no wrestling action.
No.
At least we hope not.
Right, yes, no.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, do any of these guys...
They still want to wrestle. But...
They still do, but and I was going to say, hopefully none of them have beef.
Right.
You know, or, you know, they got heat with one another. But nonetheless, come on out, folks. Again, Wrestle Legends, Saturday the 18th, Franklin County Fairgrounds, Hilliard, Ohio, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Matt, thank you for coming on, man.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you
it,
for
man.
Having me, John.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Matt Sweeney, talking about his pet project, Wrestle Legends. And, you know, I can't say it enough. That's what I love about this podcast, about doing this podcast, is that I get to sit down and chat with people who have independent ideas and independent projects, and I love it. And I no doubt think that this is going to be a huge success for Matt. So you need to come on out. Once again, Wrestle Legends is Saturday, August 18th at 10 a.m. is when doors open. Franklin County Fairgrounds, Hilliard, Ohio. All the ticket information is at WrestleLegends.com. You don't want to miss this, folks. You really don't, especially if you're a huge wrestling fan like I am and like Matt was. You want to be there on the 18th. So, all right, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me, ladies and gentlemen. You can get in touch with me, if you would like, via email by simply just shooting me an email over at JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast. That, of course, being facebook.com/PVDcast. And as you already know, there are lots of different avenues to getting this podcast. But I'd like to highlight where this podcast is available. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, the Pod Paradise Network, Libsyn Podcast, Echo Network, just basically wherever you get a podcast, whatever app you use, whatever service you use, you're going to find the PVDcast there. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to please rate and review, and please, If you haven't done so, make sure you subscribe to the PVD Cast. It helps me out. It helps you out. Everything is good and copacetic. And again, for a lot of those avid listeners that have been with me for a while with the changeover to Libsyn, if you haven't resubscribed to this podcast, you need to. So please make sure that you do that. Or if you're a listener, ask a friend that listens to the PVD Cast if they've done it. So, all right, with that, I'm getting a little bit rambly, aren't I? Well, all right, it's late. It's time to get this thing wrapped up. So I'm going to get on out of here. I will chat at each and every one of you later. And stay righteous and stay independent.